Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Friday, the 17th of January, and you have the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty Index, which is trading 20 points lower, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note, snapping its gains from the past three sessions. In the previous session, Nifty and Sensex sustained their upward momentum to end the session solidly in the green, driven by robust gains in metal, energy and public sector bank stocks. However, weakness in Nifty IT, FMCG and Pharma kept the rally, which marked its third consecutive session of gains. Adding to the optimism, December's cooler-than-expected US inflation data has reignited hopes for further rate cuts in 2025. Meanwhile, stellar earnings from leading US banks have lifted sentiment across global markets, amplifying their positive tone at home. However, experts do caution that domestic markets do remain on shaky ground, oscillating between oversold levels and brief technical rebounds, with fundamentals showing little signs of recovery. Analysts recommend a cautious sell-on-rise approach, citing persistent uncertainties ranging from lackluster Q3 earnings, the upcoming union budget, to global pressures stemming from US trade policies under President Trump. Further dampening sentiment, Q3 earnings are projected to be weak, similar to the second quarter, heightening worries about the market's outlook. Simultaneously, as global events continue to unfold, they are expected to significantly impact market sentiment. Therefore, it is advised to remain informed and attentive to these developments to navigate the market effectively. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. The results of Axis Bank, Infosys and Reliance Industries are expected to give the markets directional cues today as all three firms are Nifty 50 heavyweights. Reliance Industries has reported a record quarterly consolidated profit at 21,930 crore for the October-December quarter, growing 11.7% over 19,641 crore recorded in the year-ago period. IT major Infosys reported a 4.6% sequential rise in its consolidated net profit to 6,806 crore rupees in Q3, while its revenue also grew 2% in rupee terms to 41,764 crore. The American depository receipts of Infosys, which are listed on the New York Stock Exchange, plunged 6% following the company's Q3 numbers. While the IT major's October-December earnings did come ahead of market estimates, its revised revenue growth guidance, which hints towards a weaker Q4, might have triggered the fall. Axis Bank posted a modest 3.8% YOY increase in net profit, which stood at 6,304 crore. Its net interest income climbed by 6% on-year. However, its net interest margin, which is a crucial metric of profitability for banks, narrowed slightly to 3.9% from 4% a year earlier. Axis Bank's results fell short of expectations, owing to rising slippages and modest growth in credit and deposits. Looking ahead, the bank's management anticipates that both deposit and credit growth will remain subdued until FY26 as a broader economic environment looks a little tough. Now let's shift focus towards global markets and take a look at how they have performed. US stocks dipped on Thursday as a jump in the prior session cooled, while investors eyed the most recent corporate earnings and gauged economic data to determine the path of Federal Reserve rate cuts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell almost 0.2%, while the S&P 500 also lost 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite, which is a tech-heavy index, slipped almost 1% in trade. The yield on the 10-year US Treasury note pulled back to 4.6%, while in the currency markets, the dollar index was steady in early trading against major currencies, hovering around the 108.9 level. Asian stocks slipped in early trading after US stocks struggled to gain traction, as traders prepared for Chinese data to be released on Friday, including the fourth quarter GDP numbers. Japan's Nikkei 225 and broad-based TOPEX index slipped 1.3% each, while South Korea's KOSPI and Taiwan's benchmark index were both in the red as well. The Hang Seng index based in Hong Kong was an outlier, recording mild gains of 0.3%. Now in the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Ajay Bagga, a market expert who shares his outlook on the main indices. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
The first rate cut probability has moved up from about October being the first rate cut to July, as far as the Fed futures discounting goes. And there is about a 60% chance of a follow-up rate cut. Again, right now, what is working for the US markets? It's a very Goldilocks scenario where the economy is doing very well. There is no soft landing. In fact, there is no landing. It's soaring. The economy is growing at about 3%. So strong economy, slightly edging down inflation, which is very welcome. The Fed standing on the sidelines with the Fed quote that in case anything goes wrong, we can cut rates. Fourth, corporate earnings coming in very strong. So we were expecting over these 2 days about $31 billion of profits to be declared by the major US banks. Yesterday, if you look at the earnings, JP Morgan came in with about $14 billion. Goldman Sachs doubled its profits to $4 billion year on year on trading revenue. So the Trump trade has worked very well for the markets. Now we are into the Trump inauguration trade. Now, with the Trump inauguration, there will be about 10, 15 executive orders coming in. Countries are worried about tariffs. Markets are worried about Trump tariffs, that they will be inflationary. So we have to wait and watch for that. But now what has changed over the last 2 days, and especially last night in the US markets, the big change has been that the Trump inauguration trade has come in. The Trump trade started from fifth night, sixth morning in the US, and we saw the markets going up. Then they gave up most of those gains over the last 10 days. Now, again, that trade is coming up on optimism. So you have a Goldilocks US, you have an Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement, which has a phase one, phase two, phase three baked in, and hopefully it will stay. Unlike the November 2023 agreement, which lasted for 1 week, hopefully this time around there will be an exchange of hostages and prisoners from both sides, and the ceasefire will hold and reconstruction will start in Gaza.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.